Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. My name is Father Noel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. So apparently God does not approve of strutting, as we hear in today's first reading from the prophet Zephaniah. And you will cease to strut on my holy mountain. In your midst I will leave a humble and lowly people. So as we have just heard, God wants to put an end to strutting. Oh dear. Well, it's even more amusing that the word for strut in Hebrew is gabah. Now I know what some of you may be thinking. No, it has nothing to do with a contemporary rave dance. Nor does the word gabah actually mean strut per se. For the Australian lectionary uses the Jerusalem Bible, and the translators there applied a bit of creative license to describe someone who is excessively proud or haughty, someone who exalts themselves high, like someone who struts. These people have no place on God's mountain. Rather, it will be those who are humble and lowly. You see, the whole journey towards Christmas is a journey towards lowliness. Mary is presented as the lowly handmaid. Joseph, the lowly carpenter. John the Baptist wore camel hair, how low can you get? And Jesus himself, though he was in the form of God, emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. Ultimately, this points to a spiritual truth. The only way up is down. The only way to ascend the mountain is to go lower. Lowliness is the recognition of our radical dependency on God's love and grace. Now, how can we grow lower? Well, first, don't strut, figuratively speaking. In other words, be careful of pride. Humble yourself and go lower. As we sing in the great Christmas carol, fall on your knees and hear the angel voices. Let us pray. O God, who through your only begotten Son have made us a new creation, look kindly, we pray, on the handiwork of your mercy, and at your Son's coming cleanse us from every stain of the old way of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.